We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you go shopping, a lot of us prefer to get organic fruits and vegetables, but we may not realize exactly what that term organic means. Jenny Lester Moffitt is Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs with the USDA. Some changes have been made in the way organic is used.
In 1990, Congress passed the new organic regulations. So basically, these are national regulations for organic. So anything that a consumer would buy that has that green USDA organic seal has really strong national standards behind it. So since 2002, the USDA National Organic Program has regulated organic agriculture by developing and then enforcing those clear standards. But those standards get updated over time because as everything ebbs and flows and changes, and certainly the organic industry has grown and changed over time, the standards need to also change with that changing industry. And so these actually represent the most significant update to the organic standards since then. However, as I mentioned, we have been making updates certainly over time as well. There are strict standards for what is considered certified organic products. And when the program was really established, the organic program at that time and the organic industry was a much smaller, much more localized in scale. And the industry has really grown, changed, and it's much more of a global commodity and a global product at this point. And so these standards, what they do is they really adapt and make sure that we have the same rigorous standards that we have been as consumers and as producers expecting when we buy organic, when we're producing organic, to make sure that the supply chain from farm to fork continues to have that same standard. So it's really about making sure that all of the different places where a product might be bought and sold in the supply chain from farm to fork, that we're really closing any sort of loopholes to continue to have robust standards.
It is interesting because you mentioned loopholes, and it seems, and at least anecdotally, you hear about products that just because the package itself is the color green, they'll put the word organic on it. So if they see the USDA organic label, that's the real deal.
Yes, the USDA organic label is the real deal, and anyone who is putting that on their label on their product is complying with the national organic standards.
How does the inspection process work? There are so many products, there are so many manufacturers developing new products.
Yeah, so what's really important is what USDA does is we create standards, and we have a National Organic Advisory Standards Board that provides guidance as those standards are being updated. So it's a very public and transparent process to create those standards and update them over time. But at the ground level, at both either the farm, the processing, manufacturing level, the standards are enforced by certifiers. So there is a national network of certifiers, international network of certifiers as well, that actually do the on-farm or in manufacturing plant inspection to make sure the national standards are in compliance at each of the operations.
How did this work out with the industry itself in terms of deciding what's organic, how to label it, how to check it? Because the USDA can't do it alone. You have to have the cooperation of the industry.
Yeah, and industry very much wants this cooperation and collaboration. They want one national standard so that everyone in the industry is competing and cooperating on the same level playing field. They all know what is expected of everyone in the industry. What does that mean? We call them inputs. So what type of inputs are allowed or not allowed in organic production? What type of processing, manufacturing, ingredients are allowed and not allowed as well. So that's where national standards are very important, but industry is a very important partner, and they are very vested in making sure that fraud is caught when it happens, but that also everyone is operating on the same level playing field. So we have a, so the industry continue to grow and thrive, so consumers have that trust in that green organic seal.
Talking about the seal itself and the USDA approval, there are bad actors in any industry. And for the bad actors who maybe try to use the USDA organic seal, and they aren't really that, how do we know as a consumer when we go in to buy something that it really is the real thing?
Oh, there are a lot of ways in which we have both inspectors that are going out into retail operations often to look to see, and they'll do a verification of that seal. At the same time, the industry itself will be reporting if there are any out of compliance operations as well that are using that seal. So there's a lot of industry looking out for itself, but then also certainly inspectors doing audits as well. So, and then the last thing is the National Organic Program maintains an organic integrity database. Mm. So if a consumer is wondering, they can go online to a National Organic database and see what operations are certified.
Fantastic. If people want more information about this, does the USDA provide it online?
Yes, absolutely. The USDA, the National Organic Program, has a wealth of information about what does it mean to be organic, what are the standards, and then also, of course, that National Organic Database, a consumer can log on and search for XYZ company that they see on the seal, on their packaging, to verify that that truly is organic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.